You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Yes, we are here at SEC Media Days. It's Dukes and Bill. And
3 hours to go.
Yes, sir. Till 6 o'clock.
I mean, excited to be here at the College Football Hall of Fame.
Of course you are. Here's the deal, man. We were talking about Kalen DeBoer, Alabama's coach, and you know, again, I don't hate him. I know many of you think.
Why do
I
you do. Hate Alabama so much?
Look. It is what it is, and I can be critical of Alabama without you guys getting on my case. But there is one particular Alabama fan who just takes everything personal. And if you get a chance to come hang out with Mike and I over the next 3 weeks, we're going to be up at Hooters, the Taj Mahal Hooters, we call it. It's the Mall of Georgia location. We'll be doing our show up there after training camp, the days that we're up there.
Right.
You will hopefully get a chance to see Jerome. Because Jerome is the hardest hardcore Alabama fan. And literally, Mike just talked about Alabama's recruiting.
Right.
And Jerome hits me up. You tell Mike, we've got five-star recruits in the 26th class. We're number five. I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. And he goes in depth into this whole thing about Alabama.
Yeah, and it
Jerome.
Is top five. Sorry, Jerome. Garrett said don't use rivals.
Jerome, none of these – we haven't seen any of these guys play. Relax.
Right.
Okay?
So according to 24-7, they are top five. I don't know where this list – Florida State actually has – maybe we should get off Norvell's back. FSU apparently is not doing such a bad job. I don't know. But, again, that's why, you know, nowadays, though – with the way recruiting works and the transfer portal, I just don't get as excited about my school, or if Georgia fans, your school, because there's always that chance that, you know, the guy's going to split or scram or
yes.
Like yesterday.
Correct.
Kirby making that – and look, I love Kirby's – you know, I like his tactics and saying, if you want to be coached hard, you come to Georgia. But all of a sudden, two of the best recruits just walk out of your state.
Gone.
And they go to Texas. I mean, it's just – it doesn't jive. But, by the way, speaking of Texas, I know what to get you for Christmas.
What's that?
A big black cowboy hat.
Oh, that'll look good on a big – what?
Because you guys, the
what
bad
are you kidding
guys.
Me?
Everybody hates Texas. You guys are like friggin' Pac-Man. Everybody hates Texas. You were like the biggest. You know, you were like the biggest swing. You get the idea. Just throwing loads of money at people. The pictures of the Lamborghinis are just so ridiculous.
Those are false.
They've
fake
been around,
news.
I mean, and Sark, by the way,
fake is, news.
But you are a Texas. You grew up a Texas kid. Is Sark not going to choke it away this year? Is Georgia going to kick their ass in Athens
first
when they
all,
come to town?
I want to know who photoshopped those pictures of those Lamborghinis in the parking lot.
Those pictures. They've had Lamborghinis for 4 years
okay?
out there.
That is not true. Secondly, what was this question? Is Sark going to beat Georgia?
Is Sark not going to choke?
That's a good question. That's a good question. But you know the whole swinging thing that you talked
yes,
about?
Yes.
This is true. You can say that a little bit louder. The black hat thing, I'll be happy to wear it. Here's the deal. They're coming in, and they're ticking off everybody, and this is what Texas did to A&M. Real talk. A&M left the Big 12 because they were mad that Texas was getting all the love.
Oh, you had your own network.
Well, of course we did. We had the money to do it. And all of a sudden, A&M goes, we're going to take our ball and go to the SEC. We'll never see you again. We don't even want to play our rivalry game.
Right.
Fast forward. Guess who's here?
Right. Texas
is back.
It's a nightmare for the Aggies.
So now they had to rekindle the rivalry. A&M is mad as hell, right? They're like, oh, we got to play these guys again. And Texas comes in with all the juice, Mike.
Right.
We come in, everybody's talking about us. Who's talking about Texas A&M here? Hold on, let's look around. Nobody.
What do they call those dudes in Texas A&M that do the weird cheers?
Yell leaders.
Come on, Aggies. I'm sorry. That's, you know, because Carl, I mean, I have other friends who went to UT, and, I mean, Carl says the UT is the University of Texas in Austin, and I've got a couple of buddies that are from the Dallas area, and they've always said to me that A&M is a cult, and I was like, what does that mean?
No, it kind of is.
It is different. It's a different energy. It really is.
No, it
although
is.
I do like Mike Elko. He's a hard-nosed coach. Problem is that they lost a lot of juice. They fizzled at the end of the season. The South Carolina loss with Lenore Sellers just running all over them.
No.
But you believe it, but they are recruiting well. They've got money, too.
They do. They do.
Look, and they got a physicality which they're bringing.
I was asked today who my dark horse is in the SEC, and it's A&M.
Right.
I'm serious. Like, I love Austin Simmons and Ole Miss. Ole Miss lost too much up front. They are not going to be as dominant as they were last year when they beat up Georgia up front. Offensive, defensive lines, they put guys in the NFL. A&M is stacked. And if Marcel Reed can play as well as he did at the end of the season for A&M,
right.
I'm just telling you that. And for me, this was a hard thing, not because of Texas. This is hard because every stinking year. Think about when Jimbo got the job. Oh, here comes A&M. They just paid Jimbo $100 million. They did diddly squat.
It was the worst offensive football you've ever seen. It was like watching football. They might as well run a wishbone under Jimbo Fisher. I mean, it was so painful. You know,
who did he bring in as the coordinator? Who was the other guy? They were fighting.
Petrino. They brought in Petrino.
That's right. That's right.
Petrino landed back at Arkansas, which is insane. Sam Pittman brought him back. So Bobby Petrino is literally like a horror story. He's like Jason or Michael Myers. You just can't kill Petrino. But that was the thing. That offense was so painful to watch. And obviously, you know, it is what it is. Jimbo's laughing all the way to the bank. But Elko, he's got a strong footing, good foundation, good recruiting.
No doubt. I'm just telling you now. Like, that's – and the problem is last year, remember they're rolling and they go to South Carolina and get their butts beat. But that could be a dark horse team that people aren't really high on right now because of the talent level that they have. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the deal. We're not disrespecting Alabama. Mike's not disrespecting their recruiting class.
They are top five. Okay? Again, I got some bad information. I've got a pretty good feeling about this.
About this.
You know, Garrett said, you know, Garrett's personal preference, he doesn't like rivals. What were you saying? What do you like?
24/7.
Yeah, there's no way an endorsement, obviously, of – that the same thing? Anyway, Garrett, by the way, Fix It Felix says he goes with the guys at 24/7.
All right, you're going to give me a black hat, huh? I kind of like that.
I got you some cool Texas swag over the years.
And Yes, you have. And I'll wear it.
All right.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, though, because you guys know this if you listen to the show. I had no confidence in Texas winning at home or the SEC championship game last year.
Right.
And the reason was, not because I thought Georgia was just that much better, I just believed in Kirby. And Kirby has shown in these big games, and I was just telling Garrett this, for all the talk about, Kalen DeBoer's got to prove this, guys.
Right.
Right? Hugh Freeze has got to prove it at Auburn. I mean, like, there are a bunch of coaches right now that you think are really good in the SEC, but they haven't been in those big moments. Last year, Texas had three moments.
Right.
And they failed all three. At home against Georgia, SEC championship against Georgia, Ohio State in the playoff.
And they darn well nearly lost to the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Correct.
Right here at Mercedes-Benz.
So that is my thing is, like, yeah, their talent is on par, but Georgia is still Georgia because of the coaching and Kirby, and he's been in these big games, Mike, and they always show up.
So after we talked about Brian Kelly and Hugh Freeze, I mean, to me, the most pressure in all the SEC is clearly on the shoulders of Steve Sarkisian. Because they've pumped so much money into that. You've got everything.
Again, fake news.
Look, you got the steak knives, you got the plate, and you got the salad dressing, you got the salad, you got bread. You got no steak.
Got no steak.
I mean, when are we going to get that?
A lot of sizzle.
That's it. And I'm just waiting to see because this has got to be the year. But it goes back to they replaced the offensive line, a big piece of the offensive line that Georgia was manhandling. Jalen Walker was throwing guys around, including a guy that got drafted in front of him.
Yeah.
But then again, it's still, even though Texas is blowing doors with recruiting, you're one player deep. And, you know, do they have the depth? Do they have better depth than Georgia this year?
I think so. This year, I think they do.
Okay. Like Michigan did, like Ohio State.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Like that, and that's why I think they're going to be ranked when the season starts as one or two in the country. Real quick, while we're talking about these coaches, Brent Venables, right, he's here today. OU's here. We may get a chance to talk to some of their players as well. Mike, Brent Venables is 22-17 in three seasons, right? And you go, okay, well, he's got a winning record. but I don't know if he's made his mark. And you talk about these guys right. that are going to be, like, again, must-win games, must-win situation. How much pressure is on Brent Venables? And remember, I don't know if you guys realize this, but the AD at Oklahoma is retiring, okay?
So the next guy did not hire you.
So Castiglione is about to step away, and he's a guy. Trey Young just gave him a big shout-out. He's been there forever. He's done a terrific job as an AD. My point is this, though. He's about to walk out. Brent Venables, I think, better start winning some big games as well, because I think whoever gets that job, however that goes with the new AD, he is not going to be committed to it with the head coach not winning at a high clip. And so I just don't think Brent Venables has done enough at Oklahoma.
Well, we talked about it earlier because he was sitting next to us doing an interview with the On Three guys. It's John Mateer, right? That's
correct.
The kid who transferred from Washington State.
Yes.
They took the Washington State offensive coordinator. Obviously, there's nothing going on. They don't have a conference anymore. But this kid, he looks the part. And remember, Dillon Gabriel, for all that he brought, you know, he transfers out. They've had all these hot, you know, the big hot, high, you know, highly regarded quarterbacks. You know the defense is always going to be strong, but they've got to score some points. They've got to step up to the plate because the big win was over Alabama. Do they build on that momentum? Because you're right. I mean, for all the things you just said about Texas and A&M, expectations are the same in Oklahoma.
They are. They really are. Hey, guys, let us know what you think. 404-726-0929. We're going to talk some NFL because there are storylines as we start getting ready for camp next week. Again, Mike and I will be there live. All of our shows, guys, bringing you the latest on Falcons training camp and the interviews, the information. I'm excited, man. I mean, look, I go back to this. I know it was months ago when I asked you, are you going to be excited for training camp? And you put your arms across your chest and you said, no.
I'm not going to be a hype man. I'm going to sit there and be very pragmatic. That's until Jalen Walker fell into our laps at 15.
So that changed, you know, that changed your opinion.
I got to be honest. I was pretty juiced about that because I've been bellyaching about Georgia players for, like, you know, well, forever. And then, of course, we get James Pierce Jr. Interesting, at the gym today, guy Ronald says, you know, he's a Tennessee guy. I have a lot of guys on the text line hit us up, too, saying they never believed the naysayers or the negative stuff that was put out there pre-draft on James Pierce Jr. And we talked to, who was it yesterday? It was Bryce.
Eason
from Tennessee, who said he's a leader, he's a dog. I mean, not he's a dog, he's a Vol, but you get the idea. He's got the dog in him. But the dude was all those things. See, that's the thing. The guy said to me, where did you guys get that? I said, it was one of those at one NFL team, and next thing you know, now it's multiple NFL teams have concerns about James Pierce Jr.'s work ethic, his intensity.
That's right.
Does he love football? So, again, I don't know where it starts, but all of a sudden it's a friggin' snowball, and then we're talking about it. The NFL Network guys are talking about it, and maybe it's all a bunch of crap. You know, we're going to find out.
Remember,
because there's one teammate that was in the trenches with this guy who friggin' loves the guy.
Mike Missouri Bell, show me, Carl.
Here's the thing I said about James Pierce, and again, the Falcons said they did the work on him. Right. The thing I said is the reports that I had heard didn't make him a bad guy. The problem was he mature? Those are two different things. For me, when you talk about an 18, 19, 20-year-old kid, okay, he's late to meetings every now and then.
Right.
Doesn't make him a bad guy. Doesn't make him a bad character. But when that gets out, people automatically assume, oh, well, he's not going to be committed to the NFL. You just don't want those habits following you, Mike, to the National Football League because you don't have mommy sitting there babysitting you. So my thing with Pierce was, if the rumors that I'm hearing are true, the Falcons were comfortable enough to say it's not a big deal.
And that's what I said to a dude on Twitter. We don't call it X. But I said to him, I said, look, if you heard our pre-draft coverage, there was an entire month of it, we always give you the caveat. Again, or this could simply be pre-draft bull blank. And that's what it was, maybe. Time will tell. Look, James Pierce may have the higher ceiling because athletically, he's probably got as good a burst, if not better, than Jalen Walker. And he's got more speed and he's a bigger guy. So he might eventually have the higher end. Jalen Walker just comes out of the box ready to play football in the NFL right now.
Are you excited is the question.
Well, I think so.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I mean, I'll be excited when we get Kirk Cousins out of here.
I'm excited. That's not happening.
Well, somebody's going to get hurt somewhere. But the more I watch that quarterback, the more. You can't live in the past. I'm living in the past.
You are.
I know. But I just want to see Penix Jr. do his thing.
He is.
I know.
He's gonna ball out.
All right.
We're coming back.
I guess so.
I hope so.
All right.
It's the blame game. They are pointing the finger at each other right now, and it's absolutely ridiculous. We're going to tell you about it coming up in 4th and 1 next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.